Two district attorney's offices in the southeastern part of the state will soon begin requesting minimum bail amounts of $1 million for those charged with selling heroin and fentanyl. Here's the DA for Pender and New Hanover counties, Benjamin David, speaking at a press conference on the new policy yesterday, streamed live on WECT's website.
If you are peddling poison for profit in this five-county region, you need to know that the cost of business just went up dramatically. We are going to be asking for your continued incarceration while you are awaiting trial because we believe you're a flight risk, and more importantly, because of the dangerousness to the community.
To measure the new policy's success, David says the DA's offices will compare next year's opioid-related death rates to this year's. But not everyone agrees that this strategy will work. North Carolina ACLU spokesperson Mike Mino says there's little evidence that setting high bail amounts reduces or deters crime.
When you set an amount like that, the goal is clearly to keep people in jail before they've been convicted of a crime. And, you know, that is a very problematic and potentially unconstitutional practice.
Mino says this kind of policy could actually create more harm than good.
A situation like this where bail is being set so high where it's impossible for anyone to pay is simply going to lead to overcrowded jails and a real misallocation of taxpayer dollars that could be better spent on public health approaches and things like treatment and intervention.
Communities in eastern North Carolina have seen some of the nation's highest opioid abuse rates, with Wilmington recently ranked number one and Jacksonville ranked 12th in the country. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.